Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, obviously. And we start with the mighty Manchester United manager, Ralph Ragnick, with two W's. He was speaking ahead of the Premier League clash with Burnley tonight. He was asked if the FA Cup was United's best chance of winning a trophy this season.
Yes, of course, but this is hypothetical. There are still quite a few other top clubs involved in the competition and still 16 teams involved. But as I said, we were not clinical enough. This is a game that normally, under normal circumstances, you are 3-0 up at halftime. You make three or four or even five subs for the game against Burnley.
It's Elanga against Lumley. Oh, he's missed it! Over the bar! Anthony Elanga, the villain! And Middlesbrough have knocked Manchester United out of the FA Cup!
In the end, it didn't lead to the result that we wanted to get, but at least we dominated the game in most parts, and I think we did well in creating those chances.
Manchester United interim manager Ralph Ragnick says there are no problems with him and Jesse Lingard, and the midfielder will be in the squad to face Burnley.
With regard to Jesse, I have a very good relationship with him. I would have been willing to let him go, at least until the issue with Mason came up. He mentioned some personal issues. We have to look forward now. There are no problems whatsoever between myself and Jesse. I'm happy to have him in the squad. As I said, he will be a member of the squad for tomorrow's game.
Now, Nottingham Forest knocked out holders Leicester City in the FA Cup fourth round over the weekend. Foxes boss Brendan Rodgers slammed the performance by his side. We'll hear from Jamie O'Hara and Andy Townsend in just a moment, and Super Ali McCoist. A lot of ands going on there. But first, the former Palace owner, Moni Simon Jordan, who thinks the manager can't deflect all the blame.
If the team is under-aroused, under-motivated and thinks it's arrived before its journey is finished, then that's down to the manager. And the manager should have been able to see the telltale signs back in the summer. He should have been able to have the leverage and the juice to be able to push the pressure onto his owners, to be able to change it up in January. They've got dumped out of the Europa League inauspiciously. They haven't turned up many times in the Premier League.
We lacked stability. We make too many mistakes. You know, when you're playing a game of football, you need your central defenders to be stable, just calm. And unfortunately, we give up too many opportunities.
Brendan is a first-class manager, and I expect first-class observations from a first-class manager. And what I saw there was a set of circumstances which is veering into typical manager speak, which is ultimately, this is everybody else's fault but mine.
But sometimes in a cup tie against lesser opposition, players have to stand. Irrelevant are tactics. It's just who's got the balls. Declan Rice has kept West Ham in the FA Cup because that performance was horrendous.
Yeah.
And they deserve to go out. Even Moyes said it. But that's not because the manager motivated Declan Rice, because he's a great player. And Leicester didn't, their players didn't turn up. And sometimes it's right to put the spotlight on the players. Sometimes, not all the time.
You think of our games last season in terms of the run that we had, really tough games. But today we weren't tough enough.
What's he kind of getting at there? Is he getting at that maybe he's took this team as far as he can take it? Because when you start coming out saying we've had this team for a while and that was a poor performance, is looking a bit worrying. Yeah. That says to me that maybe your time might be coming to an end.
Joe Worrell's diving header inside half an hour. Cup holders Leicester City are 3-0 down to a side
just outside the top six in the Championship.
It's a shocking result for Leicester and Brendan, of course. And the natural reaction is, you know, everybody will look at Brendan the job. Not for me. Absolutely not for me. Good coach, still will be a good coach, you know, continue. Just Leicester aren't firing this season. For me, from the outside looking in, oh, far too early to start saying things like Brendan Rodgers is under pressure.
I don't think there's a team in the Premier League that miss a player like Leicester miss Jamie Vardy. I honestly don't see it. I don't think there's a team in the Premier League that are that affected by the loss of a single solitary player like Leicester are by him. Because he changes the dynamic for that team so much when he's playing well and when he's fit. He really does. Without him, they don't look like they're carrying anything like the threat.
Now, Newcastle host Everton at St James's Park tonight in a crucial match at the foot of the Premier League table, or bottom, as most people say. Magpies manager Eddie Howe joins Jim White and confirmed that injured striker Callum Wilson won't be available until the end of the season.
By Callum Wilson.
Yeah, Callum's still some way off being fully fit. I'm not going to sugarcoat where he is at the moment. He's in the early stages of his rehab. He's recently come off crutches and started walking properly. So, no, we're going to have to do without him for a period of time. We're fully aware of that situation. And we'd love to get him back as quickly as possible. Hopefully, he'll play a part in the games right at the end of the season. But for now, it's the players we have fit and available that got to do the job and score the goals we need. And we need more goals from every aspect of the team, whether it's set plays, whether it's midfielders. That's what I'm looking to try and add to the team.
On now to the Everton gaffer, Frankie Lampard, explaining why he and Steven Gerrard can play together in the same team. Oh, sorry, that should read why new signings Dele Alli and Donny van de Beek, yeah, I get it, can play together in the same team at Everton. That makes more sense.
I wouldn't bring them in if I didn't think they could complement one another in the same team. It was an area of the pitch that I felt that we needed to strengthen. They're two, in their own right, individually, I think very, very good players, intelligent players with different styles themselves, different attributes. So if we're going to be flexible in our system going forward, which at times I will want to be, then I think they certainly can play together and we can certainly complement it with the players we already have here. I'm not here to lean on those two too much because I know I have to respect the whole squad. We saw a performance the other day that showed that there's a lot to this squad outside of new signings. But yes, they can complement each other and of course that's the work now. I've heard some of the reaction and I've got a lot of respect for everyone who's spoken, ex-players, people that I respect and admire, and Ali McCoys, Alan Brazil, these people, Glenn Hoddle, like, I would never go against their word. But when you're working closely with players, I'm working with Dele, my personal opinion is that I don't care what car he drives, what clothes he wears, as long as I get a lad that comes to training every day, wants to improve every day, respects the club, respects his teammates and then produce. You know, and give everything to produce. And I think, you know, the modern day has moved on and it's changed. We all have to be very aware of that. And again, I'm not hitting back at any form of observation because everyone's allowed their own opinion. But I can only deal with what's in front of me. And when I just mentioned there that Dele and Donny are both great lads, I mean it. And maybe Donny wears an overcoat that's longer than what Dele wears, you know, a different kind of jacket. That doesn't bother me. As long as they produce on the pitch, then I'm very happy with that. Everyone has their own individual personality. To try and handcuff that or restrict that, I think, could be detrimental. So, as I say, as long as players do the right behaviours when it comes to football and doing the right things, I've got no worries.
Now, the FA chief exec, Mark Bullingham, says it's an historic day with the football associations of Britain and Ireland choosing to bid for the 2028 European Championships. They've opted not to pursue an attempt to stage the World Cup in 2030. Former England manager Roy Hodgson believes that withdrawing the bid for the tournament in 8 years' time is the right thing to do.
So I've not been party to the discussions they've obviously had with other countries, with FIFA and with UEFA. So I don't know what has brought them to the decision that better that we go for the 28 Euros rather than the 30 World Cup. So I'm afraid I can't shed any light onto that matter.
We've looked at the opportunities in front of us, both with the World Cup and the Men's Euros as well, and we've decided the Men's Euros is the right opportunity for us. And we think we can put together a really competitive bid and bring the third largest event in the world to our countries, and it will make a brilliant impact.
It would be great if we get the 28 one, and if backing away from the World Cup makes it much more possible for us to get the Euros in 2028, then I should be more than happy with that.
West Ham manager David Moyes has claimed that Declan Rice is a future England captain and Adrian Durham. Blimey, Adrian Durham's not a... Oh, there's more on the other page. Oh, and Adrian Durham believes, my mistake, he's already one of the Hammers' greatest ever players. We'll hear from those two shortly, but first it's Kidderminster Harriers manager Russell Penn, Sean's son, on the moment Ricey came into their dressing room after the match at the weekend.
He takes on one defender and smashes it into the top of the net. And Declan Rice rescues West Ham United in stoppage time.
He was a game changer. He was superb. Albeit the levels of the difference of the teams, he was excellent. And there's no doubt he's got to be absolutely massive in the future ahead. To lose it with 10 seconds to go in extra time, to take it to penalties, was heartbreaking. I've got to say this, though. West Ham were absolutely superb on the day. Declan Rice come in the change room at the end of the game, give a load of shirts out, and even jumped in the same showers as our lads. So, as you can imagine, it was surreal.
As an individual, he's a really improving young man who's gaining a lot of experience, getting better. He learns an awful lot from Mark Noble. He should have said many times he should look at Harry Kane and Harry Maguire and all those senior players he's involved with England and take as much from them as he can, because in the future I've got no doubt he's got a great chance of going on to be a future England captain, so he should look at them. We're really pleased to have him, and you're right what you say, he's an impressive young man.
So my message to West Ham fans is this: they need to enjoy every single moment they have of seeing Declan Rice in a West Ham shirt, because he's a joy. He's one of West Ham's best players ever in the modern era. I'm talking about, you took Declan Rice leads the way. So every game, every chance you get to see Declan Rice play for in a West Ham shirt, savour every moment.
On now to boxing and his social media personality, Jake Paul, claiming that one day he will become a world champion. Oh, that must be a misprint. Obviously, that's impossible, because did he? Oh, dear.
Last name ever, first name greatest. Like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local, but thanks to all the haters, I know G4 pilots on a first name basis.
It's only been 2 years since my professional debut, and I've just continued to increase my level of opposition and continue to prove people wrong. But I have a long way to go, and I know I could become a world champion, because I spar against world champions, and I have great coaches and an amazing team around me, and I have a giant chip on my shoulder. I have a giant chip on both shoulders. I want to prove everyone wrong, and I'm going to, just for fun.
Partly with you, sometimes I don't know whether you're being serious or not. Like when you talk about Canelo Alvarez,
I mean, dead serious.
But you either have
my mom's life. I'm being serious.
That what, you can beat him?
That I can contend with him 3 years from now? Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Oh, listen, maybe I'll promote it.
Now, staying with boxing, here's promoter Eddie Hearn discussing the upcoming heavyweight clash between Tyson Fury and Dillian White, and why Fury may have lost his hunger.
Tyson Fury, coming off the Wilder fight, he was down twice in that fight. Wilder's a big puncher, of course.
Right for Deontay Wilder! Down goes Tyson Fury!
Fury's, at the moment, on paper, the best heavyweight in the world. But Dillian White can beat all the heavyweights on his night. And he has the equaliser with, you know, he's a tremendous body puncher. He has a left hook that can turn your lights out as well. Fury's the favourite going in the fight. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I think Dillian White's a very live dog in that fight. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to, as well, Tyson Fury's hunger still. He's very hungry on Instagram. But when it comes down to it, how much do you want it? Dillian wants it bad. So I think he's got a great shot in the fight.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy. That can't, that is it? Wow, how have they promoted him to that? Anyway, a reminder, at 7:45, it's Fulham against Millwall, that one in the Championship. And would you believe it, it's live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.